Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning. It's your big break. No, no.
It's your big break. It's your big break. Oh, we're looking for the next Lord. The next Taylor Swift. Maybe the next Nick Jonas. You can have your song professionally produced and make a music video. Wow. You know, if you've written a song, you've been working on it for years, you can have that bad boy be for reals this time. We need a 5-minute video. It's an audition that includes 2 minutes of a cover and an original. Mm-hmm. And then tell us about yourself a little bit in there as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The deadline to enter our big break competition, our talent search, is June 7th. That's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
June
is
just
next
around the
week.
Corner. Yeah. Man.
Yep.
I forgot how fast the year moves. The 10 best auditions move on to the next round. Get your act together. Submit it.
Get it done.
Go to kidnation.com. That's kid with two D's, KIDDnation.com. Get all the details.
Did you mention they have to be between 13 and 19 years
of
age?
Okay. You have to be that old. Thank you, Al. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't be in there if you're like, you know,
40.
It's a little bit too late.
Yeah.
For the big break by then.
All right.
Looking for the youngsters. Also, First World Problems is coming up and Beat the Bank about 30 minutes away. But a couple weeks ago, I attempted to cut my son's hair. And I automatically knew I screwed up within seconds. Because I just didn't know how to do it.
Didn't know how to do the fade.
I didn't know how to blend fade.
Guys' haircuts seem tough to me, so
yes.
I don't know.
You're like, how hard can it be?
I just thought you kind of buzz and then done. No, that's not how it is.
Like mowing grass.
So
Big Shirley does it while she's on the phone and smoking a cigarette.
Right?
So
years of practice, Al.
Yeah,
hairstylists make it look so easy.
Yeah, so easy.
It's not fair, because then we think we can do it. So we decided to come up with this competition.
Yeah.
Where we're each going to get somebody that's willing to participate and lend us their head.
Yeah.
So that we can cut it.
You cut their head, literally.
Well, not their head, but their hair.
Lend us your
head. Yeah, we threw this
head.
Out thinking that people are like, there's no way I'd let someone cut my hair. And it was overwhelming how many of you were willing to let us cut your hair off.
Crazy.
I think you just get desperate. Like, I'll do anything. I don't even care.
Does this like get us closer to having our cosmetology license or anything?
No,
not even close.
Not at
In
all.
Fact, we may be banned from ever having one.
I don't even know how we're allowed to use the product.
Making his way from the man room just next door is our boy Nick.
Hey guys.
What's up? Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Nick, did you just get a haircut?
I haven't.
It's nice.
Nick, I haven't gotten a haircut in a while.
You always have the nice hair going
on. Got that comb over going.
Yeah.
Do y'all use, when I say y'all, white people, do y'all use clippers or is it all scissors on your hair?
Some people use the scissors and some will use the, I don't know what it's called, the
clippers.
Buzzer.
Clippers.
The shape of your neck.
Yeah.
Depending on how short your hair is,
okay.
I'm assuming.
Some places will use a straight razor on the back of your neck.
Oh, really?
That's the best.
Shaving cream? Yeah. Oh, man, it's the best.
Yeah.
Right, now, Nick, you have nice hair. Would you let anybody on the show cut your hair?
No.
No way.
Well, definitely not one of the guys. Maybe one of the girls. We were talking about it in the back. The girls might have a little advantage because it takes longer for them to do their hair. They look at hair a lot more and notice things more than guys do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe one of the girls, but
I've
definitely
heard
not
men
JC.
Men are better at cutting hair because they think more geometrically or something. That's what I was heard growing up.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Definitely not JC.
No.
Men. They say men hairstylists. Yeah. But I've also heard
based
that women hairstylists tend to leave it longer because guys have such short hair.
Yeah.
But, okay.
So, Nick, how many people wanted their haircut?
We had about 150 enter.
Oh, my God.
That trusted you guys.
Brave souls.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And the hilarious part is out of those 150-ish people that applied, nobody wanted JC to cut their hair.
Nobody.
Yeah, not one.
I feel awful
not
right
one.
Now.
So
we had a couple people call us that they were kids.
Well, we convinced someone that actually signed up for Kelly that her the time schedules worked out, fit better for you. But she's cool with it. She's excited. So
I'll take them.
Wait, that's a girl.
Huh?
Yes.
It's a girl.
Actually, I have the four names. I'm not going to tell you who is cutting each person's hair, but I will tell you their names, and I will tell you what kind of hairstyle they want.
Okay.
All right.
So these are the choices that are out there. So
we don't get to choose.
I mean, nope. They're going to walk in the door, and they're going to tell you what they want.
My feelings are so hurt right now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's based because you ruined your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay,
well, he looks good now.
So Jillian, she would like long layers. She wants bangs, and she wants her hair texturized.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's long, texturized.
That's not even a... That's not just a haircut. That's styling, right?
Like thinning it out at the ends, you know? Oh,
okay, boy. So Kathy would like an angled bob.
Oh.
I don't know what that is either.
I got a cousin named Angled Bob.
That's where it's shorter in the back and longer in the front.
Oh, okay.
Very precise.
Angled bob.
That's very difficult, yeah.
Amanda, she would like her hair trimmed with an undercut.
Undercut?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
No idea.
Is that where you
I think shave? That means flip out. Yeah. It flips under.
And my favorite out of everyone, Lacey, not our Lacey, but Lacey,
four girls!
Says,
why? You have to have something to work with.
No, we wanted dudes.
Yes.
Lacey said, hairstylist choice.
Oh!
So, thanks, Lacey. It'll be a lot of fun.
I want Lacey.
I want Lacey. We don't know who we get.
I know, yeah. I know, but I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
All right, and guys, I don't know. I'm just going to say, like, just as a masks kind of statement, don't cut all their hair off.
No, we're doing the haircut that they want.
I know, but stylish choice. I'm saying don't, if that's who you get, don't cut all of the girls' hair off if it's
live
long.
With it.
Because someone will fix it, but you got to leave enough for them to fix, and you will have a girl get very emotional.
I'm sure we will have professionals standing nearby.
Yeah, we're headed over to Delilah's Salon after the show, and you guys each get an hour.
Oh, good, because I brought my scissors. I'm like, these aren't going to be good.
They're going to have everything for you. So if you want to wash the hair, you can wash the hair. If you want to... pull out the blow dryer or whatever, boom, it's yours. So
flow out.
Don't I have an assistant?
No, no assistants.
My hairstylist doesn't wash my hair. She has her assistant wash the hair.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, pictures will be posted at this time tomorrow at kidnation.com.
Can we, when we get to the hair salon, can we Google the hairstyle that they want so that we get an idea of what it
looks
like?
I told you what they are, so why don't you go ahead and
do a little research right now.
Yeah,
it's four. You can't remember four things.
Nope.
No.
I need to make myself extremely knowledgeable about one.
No Spygate when I'm in there before you.
No.
I don't care.
No, because I think Al's right after me. No Spygate.
They're all different.
I don't know what... The bob I kind of know because that's the white girl that dates a black guy haircut.
The angled bob?
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know a white girl with that
Victoria
haircut?
No, Victoria Beckham started kind of that angled bob, okay?
She's dated a black man. Trust me. Write it down.
She hasn't. She's been with David Beckham forever.
But, and I know what the bang... I know what bangs are in the front.
Bangs are scary.
But the...
She wants back bangs. Google it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Back bangs?
Just threw me in a whole tailspin.
Do you see the photo we threw up of Victoria Beckham? That looks like a difficult hairstyle.
That's an angled bob?
That's an angled bob, and I've heard that that's a very difficult kind of cut.
I could do that.
It's kind of like the Kate Gosselin old style, right?
I texted my hairstylist and asked for some tips.
I know I'm going to do
All I got back was worst idea.
I know I'm going to do the thing where the hairstylist... holds the hair with two fingers and then cuts it with the scissors.
Yeah,
that helps.
I want to use the comb.
The comb?
Yeah, comb brush, and then you do the thing.
I'm gonna use a hot comb too.
I feel good all of a sudden.
This sounds like a white girl name.
See, and I feel terrible, but hearing them talk about it,
I
feel worse for their victims.
They're gonna do great. We're gonna be stressed about it and want to do a good job. And they're gonna be the ones that make a great haircut.
You know what the difference is? We can style. So no matter how the cut looks,
what you talking about? I can style.
You want to go wave my hair with the curling iron right now?
No, I'll do it. I've done that.
All right.
Yeah. Turn it on and wave it.
Do you know how to tease?
Let's see.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
You know how to tease? There you go.
Any excuse.
Oh, come
Jason.
On.
What?
I meant teasy tease with the comb.
Do we need to bring any tools or anything?
Like, no, they'll have everything there for you.
Do we need a hammer or something?
I'm going to stop by Home Depot or.
You need a soldering iron or something?
Stop by Sally's.
Yeah. Sally's.
Give me some stuff. Yeah.
The beauty supply.
Yeah. Oh, give me some Jerry Curl juice. Some Afro Sheen, Ultra Sheen cosmetics.
Are there any women of color? We don't know.
You sound like white girl names to me.
There might be one. There might be one.
Did y'all do like they do on the news? Match the black guy with the black story?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
We'll see. But yeah, we're going to post all the pictures on KidNation.com tomorrow, and everyone on Kid Nation can vote for their favorite haircut.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, who did the best?
What if they don't show up, Nick?
Oh, boy.
They'll show up.
We got black up?
Maybe I should go work on some of that right now. Yeah.
Just in case.
Man.
You wouldn't know what time to tell the person to be there. If somebody doesn't show up, we just take somebody out of the salon that came there for an actual appointment, and we cut their hair.
Somebody at this time tomorrow could be calling into work and saying, hey, I can't come into work because I got my hair cut by a regional radio celebrity. First world problem.
Girls, have you ever had a haircut that was so bad that you cried in the hair salon?
Of course. Yeah. Every girl's had one of those.
Really?
A color or a cut that was horrible.
Yeah. I don't want to make a girl
and
cry.
And that will make a girl cry. A lot of tears go down in the salon.
I don't want to make a girl cry.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I got a first world problem.
Hey, yay, yay. All right.
It's time for First World Problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We all know what a first world problem is. It's those things we like to complain about, but they're not really that big of a deal.
In the grand scheme of things, no big deal.
It just makes you chuckle.
Yeah.
Al, do you have one?
No, pass.
I'm putting Al on the spot right there.
Yeah, pass. I'll have one when we come back. I'll have one when we come back.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to give me one right now?
I got nothing. I'm focused on haircutting right now.
You're focusing on
stressed out.
I wasn't nervous like 10 minutes ago, but now that you said names, and I'm nervous all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know your victims. Yeah. I'm worried.
If this is the only thing we're worried about, that's a first world problem.
True.
We're worried about cutting somebody's hair. First world problem. That's not that bad. We'll get your first world problems coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Get those phones ready because we are less than 10 minutes away from Beat the Bank. Want you to win some money on your Wednesday.
All right.
Big Al Mac was already studying for the haircut challenge that we're going to be doing today.
Oh, yeah. That was studying?
Yeah.
What's your resource?
Barbershop.
He's
Ice Cube.
Watching scenes from Barbershop, the movie.
Even
though there's just like an endless amount of YouTube tutorials on how to cut hair.
Of course.
I have to watch what I can relate to, and I can relate to Barbershop. Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer.
And they don't cut any girl's hair. Okay.
Do they even cut hair in barbershop, or is it just in the barbershop?
No, it's just in barbershop.
It's just a barbershop.
That's half of it. Yeah. There's a charisma. That's why you go to your beautician or your barber, whoever you go
to. A therapist.
It's because,
Al's going to take 3 hours to do it.
I'm just going to talk about world problems. Whatever's going on in their life.
Somebody's going to get a haircut today from somebody who got a tutorial from barbershop. That's a first world problem.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Thanks for reminding me about the YouTube thing. I forgot about that.
You can always look it up.
Online and look up a couple things.
Maybe. I know. I should, too. At least it's good for makeup tips and stuff.
Nope.
You guys go to YouTube.
Just go watch Barbershop.
Oh, I can't wait. I got a first world problem. All those first world problems. Does anybody have one on the show? I have one real quick.
Let's hear
it. Yeah, go ahead.
One of my kids turned off the Wi-Fi on my phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice. So we went over our data plan. Hashtag first world problem. Dang it.
I can't charge my phone because I don't know which car I left my charger in.
Oh, my.
That is first world problem.
I started collecting old school cars.
Oh, man. I cannot remember. Save my life. It's too much trouble. Like
Oh, my God, Becky.
Yeah. Look at her butt.
One of my newborn twin girls spit up all over her outfit, so I had to change her clothes. So now I've got to wake the other one up to change her clothes, too, so they match. It's midnight.
Oh, my.
Oh.
First world problems. That's not first world problem, girl. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's first world problem. And also, does that make me crazy mixed together?
Obsessed.
Marky hit us up on the Twitter, and Marky says, I have to miss the Taylor Swift concert because I'll be on vacation in Jamaica.
Oh, no.
Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah.
Sophie says, when my floating cooler full of tasty adult beverages flips over in the deep end of my pool.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problems.
The dive game. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if you had this one over the weekend, Al, because Al and I went to Mexico over the weekend.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a sore finger from opening up all those beer cans.
Right?
First world problem.
The free beer from
the man.
Car.
It's hurting.
Oh, my gosh.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's our phone number if you want to call us up. Lance, welcome to the First World Problems line. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
Last night, my wife brought me a big bowl of homemade peach cobbler.
Mm. Yum.
She didn't put enough vanilla ice cream on there. The ratio was off.
Oh,
the ratio. First world problem.
The ratio.
Ice cream to cobbler ratio.
No, you didn't.
No, she didn't.
You have to have the perfect amount in every bite.
That's right.
You sound like
a
man.
Go back to the freezer to put more ice cream in there.
And that's a walk.
You sound like a man that subscribes to the theory of people putting too much
weight on the chip.
The Kid Craddock theory back in the day.
Have a wonderful day, Lance. Thanks so much, buddy. Oh, man. Not enough ice cream.
Delicious.
Jessica, you got a new whip?
Yeah, I got a new ride. My boyfriend bought it for me, but my automatic windows, you push the button and it rolls down.
Uh-huh.
But when you pull the button up to roll the window up, it doesn't automatically roll up.
Oh, first world problem. Oh, no.
In your free car.
Yeah, in my free car that my boyfriend bought for me.
So you got to do the whole thing where you open the car door and then you got to pull it up with both hands?
Right.
No, she just has to hold it.
It just doesn't automatically do it.
Oh, no.
She just has to hold the switch up instead of pressing it. Do you remember the days when we used to have to, and I'm sure
roll
some
it.
People still do, actually roll your window up?
Wow, good
what?
Old days.
Yeah, my first vehicle was like that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, this is brand new. Put on it, technology.
Take that car back, Jessica.
Free car.
Have a great day. Thank you. We're doing First World Problems on the Kidcratic Morning Show. Let's go with Joe. Joe, what's going on in your life, buddy?
Oh, let me tell you. I got a major paper cut today from my six $100 bills in my wallet. Now it's going very hard.
You go, brother. You go.
It is too crisp.
You go, man.
And they were just all sticky and everything. That's making my job harder today, so.
I know.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive, but.
Yeah.
Paper cut from all the hundies. Right there.
Don't you hate it when you get a paper cut from your hundies?
More money, more problems, Al.
Stephanie has four words. Cork in my wine. Hashtag first world problems.
You can't get that out.
Yeah. Mm.
All you can do is just pour it out and break the bottle.
Push it through.
And then pour it back in there.
Yeah.
It's too much work. Hey, Laura, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Just doing some first world problems. What's yours?
Mine is when I go to the gym and I don't realize that my Fitbit is dead, and so none of it registered.
Oh. The Fitbit died.
The Fitbit died. The struggle is so real with that.
First world problem.
You didn't Fitbit it. It didn't happen.
Exactly.
Hashtag first world problems. Yep.
Yeah, you can't show off to your friend.
Yeah.
It died.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a Fitbit, too. I don't know how to use it very well.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how to use it very well.
Is that the one they gave us with the insurance company?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I threw it away.
And they keep calling us.
I don't know what it does. I don't know how to do it.
You threw your Fitbit away, Kelly?
I think so.
Yeah, I did too.
I think I forgot what it was.
Well, at least give it to somebody.
You know, I went through a cleaning spell.
Did they call you and ask if you were using it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They didn't?
I haven't gotten a phone call.
Well, like every week.
Yeah. Oh. At least three times a day.
That's my workout, answering the phone to tell them I haven't worked out yet.
Yeah.
They don't call Kelly because they already know. She's not doing it. That's Kelly's thing.
I'm working out. I'm just not using anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Gary, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you today?
Great.
Tell us about your hardship, Gary.
I'm on my way to pick up my girlfriend that I haven't seen in a few months at the airport, and I can't figure out what Starbucks to get her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's a sweet first world problem.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
Jenna, you have a suggestion for him? Because you're a Starbucksaholic.
I do, but can she have dairy?
She likes dairy, yeah. I like sweet stuff, and she likes, bitter stuff. So I'm like, let's get a vanilla frappe, but she probably wants just, an iced coffee with no sugar in it.
So she likes it. She likes it cold.
Yeah, she likes it cold.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, get her a frappuccino. Get her a...
But she's, like, sweet, and she just likes bitter coffee. So I would just get her an iced, non-fat iced venti macchiato or something, because that's just coffee.
Boom. If I get a non-fat one, then she's going to be going like, oh, you call me fat.
That's right.
No.
Go full fat, buddy. Go full fat.
Gary knows. Gary knows.
Go full fat.
That's what girls get offended by?
That's another
yeah.
Oh. Problem.
Or skim milk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just get her black iced coffee. Just go with that.
All right.
I hope we were able to help, sir.
Good luck, Gary.
I tried.
That's a good man.
It is?
That is a good man right there.
Awesome. Just picking her from the airport's nice. And a Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh. And seeing her in a couple of months.
Oh.
Man. Kiana.
Shout out.
You woke up this morning. What happened to your phone this morning?
I woke up this morning and my phone has not charged at all.
I hate that.
I hate that when I plugged it into the wrong cord, not plugged in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm running on 10% right now.
Oh, oh no. How
are you
going to
make it through,
through
the day?
It's in my phone charger in my car.
Yeah. Oh, see, at least you got a little charger in the car.
What kind of, what kind of car are you driving?
RAV4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little off-road.
Yeah, yeah.
A little off-roading right
you go.
There.
You go.
I hate it when my wife takes my charger from my room and has it all the way in the living room, and then I get in there to go to sleep, and it's not there.
How come they can't make the charger just maybe a foot and a half longer?
I know. They do. You're going to buy it.
What is the problem? How come that's not the standard size?
Right.
I need more than two or
that way
two
you have
half.
To go buy one.
Yeah.
That's it.
I can't lay in bed.
Right.
With
have
it.
To lean
I have to lean
the
all
right.
the way yeah, over yeah. with my arms off the bed. Yeah.
Hold on. Loyal person alert right here with Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you're having some first world problems, huh? What's going on?
I am. I have to have three presets on my radio, my commute so far, to keep you guys on air. And sometimes it gets drowned out by the Tejano station.
Shout out.
Well, that's probably JC on
the
job.
Wow, so three station changes to keep our show on.
What three stations in what city, sir?
Well, I go from San Angelo to Snyder.
Uh-huh.
I use Abilene Station, Midland Odessa Station, and San Angelo Station.
Shout out to
thank
three,
you.
Oh, I think Chris
shout
is about to lose us. He's about to lose us.
Uh-oh.
Bienvenidos a La Tejana. 101.5. Chris, ¿cómo está tu first world problem?
Oh, they're doing the same bit.
Jenna, what are you doing on the Tejano station?
Hi, papi. I don't know what to say.
That's awesome.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for having three presets, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man.
Hashtag first world problem.
That's right.
Yeah. There goes Chris. Three presets.
I think he's the number one listener today.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
he needs so bonus points, though.
All right, bonus points.
Bonus points.
How many would you like to give Chris out?
Almighty, for three stations?
Mm-hmm.
That's 3,000 bonus points, young man.
Well done.
One for each.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy your bonus points, Chris. It's going to be good. We'll take one last one right here. See you later, Chris.
Good.
Drive safely. Angie, take us out with first world problems here.
So I had to park my car outside last night, and it rained, and my backup cam was all fuzzy, and I'm back into a tree.
So you're really relying on that camera.
You know you got a rear view mirror, right?
It does.
It's a backup camera.
It does beep, though, doesn't it?
No, mine doesn't
beep.
Yours
doesn't beep. Your backup camera doesn't beep.
Angie, that tree came out of nowhere, didn't it?
It did. It jumped right in my leg.
Tree.
Oh, tree. Thank you, Angie. Have a wonderful day. I'm sorry about your car.
Man. That's funny.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, remember, we still have to talk about your trip to the memory doctor.
Do you remember?
You forgot.
You remember that?
Hey, Kelly, I didn't forget.
Yeah,
did you remember to bring me what I asked for yesterday?
What'd you ask for?
Script. No. I don't know.
Was it drugs?
Drugs?
You said prescription. What?
No, I was kidding.
Okay, we'll see.
I was going to say, I don't remember.
I was trying to just joke. Just trying to trick her.
Best game to play with Kelly right now is memory.
Yeah.
It's the best game.
Kelly, you remember, right?
Do you remember?
I'm glad you were joking because I was like, oh my God.
I'm sorry. That was mean. We are going to hear about your appointment.
And
right?
We're about 15 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly because it is Wednesday. It's a short week.
Yep.
So we got Love Letters to Kelly coming up in 15 minutes, but first. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Beat the bank.
All right.
I respect that one. I respect it.
Thank you.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I like how you rhymed it with Kardash.
Kardash.
And then you threw in the end.
Yeah.
Hey, Megan Pollock, how you doing this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I made it on.
You did?
I'm so excited.
Hello.
You did, Megan.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
What are you doing right now?
I am on the way to work, but I did stop just in case... I got lucky and got through to you guys.
Good. You did get lucky. You're, in fact, caller number 13.
Woo!
Wow.
Wow.
I'm totally in shock.
What kind of job are you on your way to, Megan Pollock?
I'm a social worker, so I'm headed to work.
You're
doing
good
work.
Good for you.
Yay. Yeah. Well, let's try to win you some money. Do you have a money amount in your head already?
Not really. I'm just scared to see where it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
You never know till you play.
Yep. It's better to feel it out, Megan.
You know how it works. It we're going to throw you in the Kid Credit Morning Show bank vault. The banker's going to start listing off those amounts. You never know how high he's going to go. As soon as you think he's gone the highest, you got to yell stop, and you get that amount of money. And if it shuts on you before you yell stop, then you're going to get nothing. But let's not make that happen, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Pop right. quiz, Megan. Do you still have to yell stop if he says $1,000?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
There
well
you go.
Done.
Good
100%
job.
Right there.
You got it.
You can tell, Megan.
Pop very quiz.
Good. Pop quiz right there. Sometimes pop quiz
is happening. I listen every day.
Good, right. Megan. All right, let's win you some money. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$130 $220 $260 $380 $470
Stop.
She did it.
We went to the judge. The judge says, yes, you did stop it in time. $470, Megan Pollock.
It was closing on you.
I cannot believe it.
You would have
closing.
You would have needed some social work if that had
Woo!
Girl, you got it, though. You got it. You're walking out of here with $470.
You hear that squeaky?
Barely. Hey. The hair on your chinny chin chin.
I'm saying your S started before the...
My heart was pumping so fast. I was like, "There's no, I've got to hit, say stop. I've got to do it."
Well done, Megan.
Good job.
Hey, Megan, just for fun, do you want to see how high it goes?
Not really, but no. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see how it goes. What?
Boom.
Done.
Wow, Megan.
Way to go, Megan.
That may be the closest one. That is the closest one we've ever had, actually.
Yeah, slamming.
Yeah, nobody's ever had it that close, Megan.
Good
job. Goodness. Thank you so much. I cannot believe it.
What are you going to do with your newfound $470?
I think I'm going to go take my family somewhere fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's a tip. Get small bills. Those $100 bills will give you a nasty paper cut.
Yeah, we learned that in Freshman Problems.
I heard that. I'm going to take that advice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Megan, thank you so much for listening every day and playing Beat the Bank.
Play again in less than an hour.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Yeah. Hold on for us. We'll hook you up with your money. Like Al said, less than an hour away from Beat the Bank again because we play twice a day.
And it was close.
Ooh. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, Megan Pollock just won $470. She bailed out at the very last second to win and Beat the Bank.
Very last.
Well done by her. Ooh. And Kelly, what's the big story you're working on for the showbiz?
Oh, the big story?
Yeah. What's
a big story.
Give us a little tease.
Hard evidence that Katy Perry and John Mayer are back together.
Okay.
Saw that. Yep.
Coming up in the showbiz in about 15 minutes. And we got to get to this memory doctor because for the last few months, Kelly Raspberry has been forgetting everything.
Yeah. Everything. And I call him a memory doctor, but it's really more of a hormone doctor. When a woman reaches a certain age in life, you have to get things checked, and sometimes it's hormonally related.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
I call him a brain doctor because I was having trouble. But anyway, so I go in for my first visit. They were like, oh, well, you were supposed to have all this blood work done. Oh, well, why didn't they tell me that when I called to schedule the appointment? That would have saved me my $30 copay. Now I got to go do that and come back again? Okay, that's fine.
Maybe they told you and you forgot?
No, she didn't tell me. So anyway, I got all that done. Finally, months later, I've got...
The results?
The lab report, yes.
Oh,
boy. Oh, Kelly's got her lab report.
I have inherited from the women in my family Hashimoto's syndrome.
I got a cousin named Hashimoto.
Which is
a hypo, let me see. I had it all Googled and everything, but then I went on to look up gossip stories.
Thyroid?
Hashimoto. Thyroiditis.
What's that mean?
Hyper or hypo?
You get it from
Mr. Oh, God, it's called chronic lymphocytic thyroiditis.
You're on that chronic?
I ain't got no cousin.
It's an autoimmune disease.
But it's very, it's like, he's like, this is the best one to get because it's very treatable.
Yeah, I mean, one? Out of all the ones you could possibly
well,
get,
sure,
you know,
sure.
This is treatable.
It's hypothyroidism.
So what's it mean that you have this?
Slow thyroid.
So here are some of the symptoms. Right. The most common include fatigue.
Mm.
Who's always tired?
Kelly.
You.
Yeah. But you've always been always tired.
Yeah, you've been tired.
Weight gain,
years.
Which I've had issues with that.
No, you've looked good, Les.
Pale. Or
Kelly,
puffy face.
You were born pale.
But I've been puffy lately. Feeling cold.
You're always cold.
I have Raynaud's syndrome in my joint and my fingers and toes.
And so is every girl.
I have a lot. Yeah, I can't feel my fingers right
it's
now.
It's like 40 degrees in here.
Constipation.
That it?
I'm chronically constipated. Dry and thinning hair.
No, you got pretty good
hair. I
don't
talk about the women's cycle. Depression. Who is sadder than me?
Nobody.
Me.
Well, Jenna.
Panic disorder, slow heart rate.
Does Jenna have this hypo thing?
I don't. My hair. My hair's all right. I'm not constipated.
Problems.
Knock on wood.
Say that.
Problems getting pregnant.
You have that. You have to go to in vitro.
So anyway, they say it's about 7 times more common in women than men. It more commonly shows up in middle age, particularly in men, but women are more likely to get it. Anyway, basically, I've got to take some testosterone and some progesterone and some thyroid creams, and he's going to see me in a couple months and see how my levels are balanced.
Kelly's going to be juicing.
What do you rub the thyroid cream?
On your inner thighs.
It's a thyroid cream, though.
Yeah.
Duh. Thigh.
Can we have a listener do it, like caller 10?
No.
Caller 10.
Caller 10 gets to rub it.
Kelly's thyroid cream.
You can rub a thyroid cream.
In case you're all wondering, my estrogen is normal, which means I'm not near that stage of life yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Where a woman passes over to the other side.
You don't have hot flashes.
I don't. But he says my estrogen is normal, so I'm not in danger of that yet. So y'all have a few more years to enjoy me.
Oh, good.
As pleasant as I am now.
The winner of the haircutting challenge gets to rub your thyroid.
My progesterone is very low.
How is that a prize?
My progesterone is very low, which affects my sleep, my mood, anxiety, and gives me headaches.
Yeah, but does rubbing testosterone on yourself make you grow body hair?
He said it's not that level of testosterone. He said, that's the first thing he said, don't worry, you're not going to start sprouting hair in weird places.
Okay.
Can we give
him a... But my girlfriend told me I'm about to be like, brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah.
Testosterone will do that for you.
Well, I don't know.
She's rabid.
Your libido going to be going off.
All that rubbing that thigh cream. Can we give away your unused thigh cream?
No, I'm going to use every drop of it.
It's prescription.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that now.
Okay. Kelly's going to come in one day after the testosterone treatment.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I'm Kelly Raspberry.
So that's what I've got. I've got Hashimoto's.
Hashimoto.
Mr. Roboto.
I've inherited it.
From Mr. Roboto.
I loved his food on Iron Chef.
And he said it can affect your memory. It's just, you know, he said Hashimoto's goes up and down, like a roller coaster. So sometimes your levels will be great and sometimes they'll bottom out. It's never constant. So we got to get me constant. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes I think I'm cloudier than others.
Some days you walk in here and you're giddy, and the other days you walk in here and you, like, bite our heads off.
Which one do you like better?
Giddy.
I like giddy, but radio likes bite your head off.
Yeah. That is true.
Bite your face off. Someone didn't know what that meant when I said that to them. Like, bite your face off.
They didn't get it?
Get in your face, right?
Didn't get the expression, yeah.
So
when Kelly comes in, is that going to be her alternate personality, Hashimoto?
Hashimoto.
Do the creams have any distinct smells?
I haven't smelled it yet.
You would come in here. You know, we're in a very small studio, so I want you to
I can't start taking it until day after tomorrow because I have a little procedure tomorrow. So he said maybe I should wait till after my procedure. I know, I always got
something. Sound like my grandmother.
You got a procedure. You got Hashimoto.
Procedure.
All right.
I need some thigh cream.
But my doctor has given me a pain pill, and he said he wants me to wait until after surgery.
Oh.
Tomorrow, this time, I'm only going to be drinking clear fluid, so I'm going to be really mad. But Friday morning, it's going to be after my procedure, and he gave me a pain pill. He said, don't take it till you get to work and call me so I can listen.
I wish we were doing love letters to Kelly tomorrow.
So if I'm in pain, I don't like to take medicine or pills unless I need them. So I may or may not take it.
Tune in tomorrow for Loopy Kelly. Tune in Friday for Loopy Kelly.
Tomorrow's going to be Hungry Kelly because I can't have anything
tomorrow's
after gonna like
midnight. Tomorrow's going to be Moshimoto. Yeah. And then
Hashimoto Kelly's tomorrow.
And be caller 13, a rubber thigh cream.
No.
Thyroid rubbing. Call number 13, 800 Kid Live.
My own thighs.
All right. Let's get to love letters.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I'm glad it wasn't bad, though, Kelly.
No, it's like it's great. You know, it's not like you know, but, you know, Alzheimer's runs in my family. So that wasn't like
first time long.
Hello, Kid Craddock. Good morning.
Oh, you're caller 13.
Yes.
Oh, you just won the chance to rub thyroid cream on Kelly's thighs.
I've been practicing rubbing Kelly's thighs for about 3 weeks now.
All right, hold on. We got to go now.
Oh, okay,
this is gross.
Yeah. You're not going to ask me my name?
No.
I don't want to. My name's Royd.
I had a feeling it would be. Royd me.
All right, love letters. It's too good. Okay, love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Planning our family vacation is causing the biggest fight my husband and I have ever gotten into. We are a blended family, and this will be the first time we've ever taken all of our kids anywhere.
Like you, Kelly.
Well, what a coincidence.
Yeah, you're about to do the same thing.
Together, we have 4 boys and 2 girls between the ages of 4 and 17. He wants to keep it simple and do a staycation and do stuff around town to see how well the kids handle one another without spending hours cooped up in a car together. I say go big or go home. Let's just go somewhere fun since we're going to have to deal with the fussing and fighting one way or another. We might as well get out of the house for a bit. We've gone to bed not speaking at least 5 nights over this,
and
I don't know how to come to an agreement. Any advice, Brenda?
Well, that many kids and the expense of vacations, unless you're just banking, you know, I would go more towards his idea. It's the first time you can do, not necessarily a staycation, but it can be something way closer to home.
Yeah.
Like maybe just an hour's drive. I mean, seriously, that many kids, how are you going to get them all there?
As it's different, as long as they don't get bored.
Something, yeah, because there's nothing worse. We've been to Disney World many, many times on this show.
Yeah.
The happiest place on earth. Who are the most miserable people there? It's
the
people
parents.
Standing there with all
you,
their kids screaming.
Oh.
Because they're exhausted, they're tired, they're cranky. One wants to go on this ride, one wants to go on that ride, the other one wants to go back and take a nap. It's a mess.
Yeah.
When you go that big, it's not always, the
good.
Right choice.
Yeah.
So don't set yourself up for failure. This go big mentality, I get it. Why not? They're going to fight anyway. Well, that's setting yourself up for failure. I err more on the side of his idea.
That's the go home is better than the go big
stay
or go home
little,
one in this one.
Stay closer to home and do something.
Go to the zoo.
Yeah. Send
them to day camp and you guys go do something cool.
There could be like a lake just an hour from your house or something, and the cabin rentals or something like that.
Those are always
fun.
Yeah,
stuff you can just do instead of standing in line in the heat for 2 hours. Yeah.
Bring them here to rub thyroid cream on.
Yeah,
speaking of that, everybody say hello to caller number 10, Joe.
Oh, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Am I number 10?
You're caller number 10, Joe.
How's it going?
Let me tell you, it's going to be kind of hard because I have my paper cut from my 100th this morning might make it a little difficult, but
you got through twice. People that say you can never get through on the show, you're all lying.
Joe, do you understand what you have won?
Go ahead, tell them what you thought he's won, JC.
Well, Joe, you have won the chance to rub Kelly's thyroid cream on her.
Better than break the bank.
Congratulations, man.
All right, Joe, we'll get you all set up
at
Kelly's.
Are you married?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, you won't be for long.
Yeah. I'll use the glove. How about that?
Tell your wife what you want when you get home, okay?
In fact, Joe, if you could stop by the pharmacy and pick up the thyroid cream before you come to the studio, that'd be great.
Practice, yeah.
I'm sure I can do that.
All right. Congratulations, Joe.
I'm going to bring JC or Big Apple to my city when they come down here. How about you just switch one of them with Kelly?
Yeah. We'll switch them up with Kelly.
Guys?
Yeah.
What?
Why not? He wants us to switch places. He comes out here.
You can rub your thighs.
No.
I'm really confused.
I am confused.
Joe's he's on pain meds from those paper cuts.
Well, he cut his finger. Thanks, Joe. Congratulations. Kelly, you ready for that?
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Just swallowed
the wrong way there, big guy?
Yeah.
Want to pat you on the back?
It seems like my wife can multitask when it comes to everyone and everything but me. Mm. She can juggle our kids and the housework like it's no big deal. Cooking, watching a TV show, and a phone call, she's got that. But if I ask for any of her attention while she's doing something else, she tells me that she's busy right now and that I need to be respectful of everything she's got going on. Mm-hmm. I try to be respectful, and I guess wait my turn, but it's never my turn. I feel like the last thing on her list of priorities, and it sucks. I tell her how it feels, but she won't change anything. Can I do anything to make her reevaluate her to-do list and put me somewhere other than the bottom before I take myself off completely?
That's it. That's what women forget, is you are a wife and a lover. And if you take those things away from your man and he gets put so far down the bottom of the list, at one point, there's no turning back for him. He's going to flip off that switch and there's no flipping it back on. You better take care of your man. I know you're tired and I know you got a lot going on. You better figure out a way to get the kids out of the house, get a maid to come in once a month, if that'll help, anything that you can afford to do. But you got to take care of your relationship. A lot of, I've seen so many marriages fall apart because of that, because women put the children first. Yeah. The men get pushed so far back on the back burner, boom. And then at one day, it's too late.
You feel so left out.
Out of there.
Yeah. And I know you're busy, and I know you're tired, but you better figure it out. You better get you some testosterone cream, girl. I'm serious. You better figure it out.
There it is from Kelly Raspberry's mouth.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I know it's not fair. You're tired. You figure it out.
Get some ointment.
Yeah. Take care of your man. If you don't, somebody else is out there is going to take care of him for you, because he's going to flip that switch off, and once it's off, man.
And how many girls?
How hard is it to turn it back on?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't. It,
impossible.
Right now, he's still willing. His switch is still on. He's just got the dimmer switch.
You know how many girls say, my man doesn't pay attention to me, doesn't touch me, doesn't want anything to do with me, and this guy wants that.
Yep.
She's like, and this happens time and time again.
Great advice from Kelly right there.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I are both doctors, and we work really odd schedules. So we hired a live-in nanny to watch our baby girl.
Okay.
I know where this is going. Mm-hmm. We found this wonderful nanny.
I'm sure you did.
She just graduated college. And she loves our daughter like her own. I can't imagine having anyone else in her position.
Uh-huh.
But I might be forced to, because my husband's been acting a little bit strange around her. He's almost giddy, like he has a crush or something. It's so strange because he's known her for almost a year and a half, and all of a sudden, his behavior towards her makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Should I ask if there's something going on? How do you approach the man you've loved for over a decade about the way he just started acting towards another woman without seeming crazy? Cassie.
No, you just find another nanny.
Yeah.
Don't say a word to him about it. You'll see the way he reacts when you get rid of her. I'll tell you, that'll give you all the evidence you need. But you know what? If there's an issue there, you got to nip in the bud. Don't present the temptation, especially if it's a live-in and your schedules are different. Mm-mm.
But she just got out of college, Kelly. I mean, she's
sorry,
trying to get
I'm
her
saying
feet on the
that
ground.
There's an issue there. If your little sixth sense is picking up on something, even if nothing's happened,
uh-huh.
It's like this is making me uncomfortable.
Right.
It's making me question my man, putting everybody in an uncomfortable position. Sorry, honey, you got to find a new nanny. That's all there is to it.
She's really good around with her daughter.
Yeah,
and she's really hot.
There are other really nice nannies out there who will love your child, who won't present a temptation to your husband.
What if she sues you guys for firing her for being too hot?
Right. She doesn't have to give a reason.
That's the thing, though. Of course he's attracted to her. I mean, cheating's wrong, but I can't blame a guy when you're spending a lot of time with someone that's attractive.
Yeah.
You kind of just get into what's there.
Yeah.
Same happens with people at work.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
Get a new nanny. Don't even discuss it.
That's how
you get
starts,
a nanny
right
that doesn't
there.
Speak any English and is older.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know. Yeah. Then they can't
it's
communicate.
It's about the looks.
No.
As evidenced by the Arnold Schwarzenegger
right.
situation.
Shout out, Arnold.
It's sometimes about what's there.
She was there.
No,
but
English,
at least you got to stack the odds in your favor.
Yeah.
That's
poor
you
nanny.
Need
now she doesn't have a job because she's just hot.
Get a nanny. Get a nanny.
Get another nanny job.
Yeah, but then she's going to get fired for being hot there.
Yeah.
It's hard out there for those hot, out-of-college girls.
Poor girl. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDnation.com. Find that tab that says love letters. Write us, and Kelly solves your problems just like that.
Yep.
If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Uh-huh. Check out the hook while her DJ revolves it.
I don't think that was necessary.
No. Nope. Okay.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Win my name. Find a stray. Fly away in lingerie.
Okay.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank.
Oh, Al's pumped about that one.
Flying away, okay.
They might not let you on the plane in your lingerie. Might want to cover that up.
Did you say find a stray?
Yeah.
Stray what?
Dog.
Dog.
A dog or
sure.
Whatever?
Puppy.
Why not?
Not a stray puppy.
Stray. Tail?
Stray. You're after the most random things ever.
Stray puppy.
All right.
Stray tail, yeah.
Let's say hello to Jennifer Smith, everybody. Hi,
hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you
right?
How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi. Oh, I am great. I am so excited right now. I cannot believe this.
What are you doing, girl?
Oh, my God. I am driving a little late into work, and wow, am I so excited that I'm late today.
Oh, yeah. You'd be late because you're making up for it, maybe. Here, yeah. Winning some money would beat the bank.
Hopefully so.
Where do you work? What do you do, Jennifer?
I am a corporate compliance officer and a director of internal audit at a hospital.
You are way too smart. Whoa. To be listening
to us. What happens if someone doesn't comply?
Well, if someone doesn't comply, they must deal with me.
Ooh. Ooh. Are you a pretty, you know, pretty hard blankety blank?
No, I'm pretty easy. I just like people to follow the rules. I don't ask much.
All right, Jennifer, we won't make you that much more late.
I'm feeling kind of good today, Jennifer.
Al says he's feeling good.
I hope so.
Now, I don't know. I have no idea where this thing is going. No idea whatsoever, but I'm feeling kind of good.
I'd say Al's 90% on his good feelings.
And I don't have feelings much.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm going with you. I hope it's right. Right.
Jennifer, we're going to put you inside that bank vault. The banker's going to throw numbers your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, and it changes every single time, yeah. You make sure you yell stop for us, even if it's $1,000, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Oh, my God.
All right.
Got it.
She needs a deep breath, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Jennifer,
yeah.
Deep breath. Come on.
Deep breath.
Okay.
Woosah.
She's feeling good.
Woosah.
All right.
Woosah.
Here we go. Let's play.
You got this.
Beat the bank.
Good luck, Jen.
$120. $250. $390.
He took something.
$430. $440. $650. $690.
$690, Jennifer Smith.
I think you played that well, Jennifer. Yeah.
It's all right. $690. $690.
Oh, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. What are you going to spend that $690 on?
Oh, my gosh. I am just going to take myself. I had a birthday just a few weeks ago, and I'm going to buy myself some jeans.
Yeah, you are. Well, those
get
expensive
you some jeans.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's official. We have 1,700 new words.
Yeah, 1,700.
Wow. In the dictionary. And Jenna got a list of some of the weirdest ones.
I'm a fan of the vocab.
Yeah.
Always have been. I love vocabulary. So I always like reading what the new words in the dictionary are to see if I know what they are or what's popular.
Now, Kelly, you're an English major.
I was. That's been many, many years ago.
You don't keep up with the new vocabulary?
I don't keep up with new vocabulary. Every once in a while, the article comes across my screen and I read it.
Sure.
Okay. Amusement.
Luckily for us, Jenna does.
I do. And so I like doing these kinds of things, but I wanted to list off some of the words that might interest you. You might have never even heard of them, but one caught my eye when I was scrolling through this list of some of the top words just added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, because Al did not know what this word meant when we were filming our television show Dish Nation yesterday, and I think we have a clip of his confusion.
Oh, yeah, we do right here. And check out this cake.
You know what it looks like.
Dang.
No, what does it look like?
You know what it looks like.
Marge Simpson's hair.
It's a cake with a tower of macaroons, and you know what that looks like.
So a supermodel makes a cake made out of pasta. She ain't gonna eat it.
You know why she didn't eat it,
though? It's not made out of pasta.
It's noodles, isn't it?
No, macaroons are not pasta.
Are cookies.
I can't do that.
They're little cookies. Wow, Al.
This happened yesterday when Big Al Mac had this infamous little whoopsie daisy as well.
Had a barbecue at their house. They grilled ostrich on the grill. I was asleep on the
ostrich.
Couch. Yeah. Like ostrich, like the big head, the 8 tentacles. Yes.
That's
ostrich.
An octopus. So I had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
So macaroon, you heard Al think so, macaroon. Why does Naomi Campbell have a cake made of macaroons? She doesn't want to eat pasta. Well, Al, macaroon has just been added to the dictionary.
It's short for macaroni.
Brightly. And then I didn't realize till last night that's where you were going with that.
Yeah,
you thought it was macaroni. No, it's those brightly colored sandwich cookies, like a French pastry, right? It's made of egg whites. I don't even think they're very good. They just look cool.
Are they healthy cookies then?
No.
Well, it's egg white, sugar, almond flour, and a sweet filling. Like some sort of ganache, buttercream, or jam.
It's very ganache. Bland and light. If you just,
so it's
I've
not short for macaroni.
I don't like them.
I've learned that other countries, their desserts don't have as we like pile on the sugar and the butter and the grease, and in other countries, their palates are a little less.
Yeah, because they do a lot of tea and coffee subtle. With them. A little so less they like the Paula scones. Dean-ish. They like bland stuff. But here are just some of the other words that right. some of you probably use every day of the week. WTF.
Well, we know
the
what
expression.
That means.
You yeah. do. NSFW.
Not safe for work.
Exactly.
Oh. That's a word. That's well, not
even. I know. It's in the dictionary now. Jeggings. You know, that's gym leggings. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Photo bomb.
Yep. Yep.
That makes sense. Meme.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meme, which I didn't even really know the exact definition. I always was like, oh, it's just pictures with some words.
That's what I thought. What is
it's
it?
An idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. So,
oh, I was wrong. It's not the one that loops. The GIF, or is it that,
yes,
that's a GIF.
GIF
is one that loops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, a meme just has the
okay. And GIFs don't have sound.
Right. Emoji.
Emoji.
Yeah. Emoji, you know that. Twerk. That's been added now.
And smiley.
Unfortunately. Sriracha, the awesome sauce. Yeah. That's been added.
Okay.
How about this word? Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Do you know what clickbait
it's
is?
It's something to get you to click on a link. It teases you.
Exactly.
Oh.
Kelly's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes. How about dark money? I've never heard this expression
dark
before.
Money.
Dark money has been added to
Let's
the
guess.
Dictionary.
Dark money.
Money is
dark
money you got for doing something bad and sinful. It's
yeah.
like
illegal.
You got money, but it's dark
money.
It's
dark money.
Money. Is that right?
No. I mean, it's obviously it's
black people
not
money?
Good.
No, I'm just
yes.
guessing.
No, it's money contributed to nonprofit organizations, all right, that is then used to fund political campaigns without disclosure of the donor's identities. So,
yeah. Isn't that what that Stephanopoulos guy did or something?
Yeah, I'm going to contribute to this campaign, but it's going to this politician.
So keep it secret. Keep it in the dark.
Yeah, gotcha.
Dark money.
Dark money.
Yeah, net neutrality. That's the only other one which is kind of boring. Do you know what that is, Al?
Net neutrality. I have no clue. A neutral net.
Requirement that internet service providers should or must treat all internet data as the same, regardless of its kind, source, or destination. I don't know.
Wasn't that like a big thing this year?
Yeah.
Like a law
mm-hmm.
or something?
Yeah.
See? You listen to us, you're going to learn some stuff.
If you come to our show, we're real smart.
So you don't need vocab anymore. It's just all the words that you see hashtagged on Instagram, basically.
1,700
new words, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You would think all the words had been invented by now.
Right?
No,
I know, I know.
Things
I know.
Like meme and photobomb and
sure,
twerk
right,
and selfie,
right.
which was added last year.
Evolving.
Yeah.
Well, we're mixing words that already exist to create new words.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what we're doing now.
Did we mix something together to make blog? That's a word that's always
right.
kind of fascinated me. The origin, because I don't know what the origin is. I'm
log.
Too lazy to look it up. But like, where did that?
Isn't it a beta log or something?
It's web. It's a blog. A blog was a blog. It's web. Web blog.
Was
right?
it a glog?
Web.
Vlog.
Vlog. What is it?
It's your journal, basically.
Look up what blog means.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
It's a web blog. She's right.
Because a vlog is a video log.
That's
web,
a,
yeah.
Blog.
Mm-hmm.
Blog. All right.
So, but no, I don't get what the blog
log.
Is. Is that beta or something?
Well, you guys should have given me a second to see exactly the origin of the word because.
Well, we just thought of it. That's why we couldn't give you a second.
We're giving you a second. Let's give Jenna one second.
Here.
All right, ready, Jenna?
Okay.
Here's your second.
We're going to be thinking about.
Okay.
That's 1 second.
Yes, it was coined back in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually some guy came up with weblog, and it was shortened to blog.
Weblog.
Weblog.
Weblog. Web because it was a weblog.
Right.
Like your log.
Like the captain's
like
log
making
on
a log.
Star Trek.
Exactly. A log on the web.
Yeah.
Weblog. Blog.
Huh.
Let's create a word.
Ish.
I want to get into the dictionary next year.
You do?
Yeah.
It can be done.
Apparently, 1,700.
1,700.
People.
I mean, that's a pretty good shot at making it into the dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't I just create a word recently, but I forgot what it was?
Oh, no.
I think I did, didn't
What's
I?
That disease you got again, Kelly?
Hashimoto's. I remember
Kelly's
that.
Kelly's got the Hashimoto's.
No, didn't I just
yes.
think of a word? Didn't
yeah,
I?
It was. Yeah, it was. You accidentally twisted two words.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my memory here because it was something I remember thinking it was like hangry as a combination of hungry and angry.
Oh,
and
you, it was fascination. It was.
Yeah, you did
yes,
two words.
Yes, it was
words.
Like fascinate or something, right?
Something
I call 800-543-3548.
We all got Hashimoto
now.
You combined
was,
two words
I did,
describing
I loved it.
Something.
Angry,
and I forgot
no,
to use it,
it
again.
Fascinate. Somebody's got to remember this. It was.
Oh, crap.
It was some.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I say.
When you're flustered in something, maybe
flustered.
You're flustered.
You're getting close.
Flustrate.
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 This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.